83.
The PetroServe USA Go Bison Studios are coming to you live and direct from the Dallas Plano Legacy Town Square Marriott Hotel, right in the lobby. This is Bison headquarters. It's Bison Nation. There's green and gold everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. There's former players and current players and parents and alumni folks and you name it. They're all here. Gene Taylor, NDSU Athletic Director, will join us in a little bit. President Brashani. Dean Brashani, the president of NDSU. T.J. Russell will be here from Mandan. Of course, heads up one of those great, iconic North Dakota companies, Cloverdale, but also has a son that plays on the Bison team. So we'll talk about what it's like to be in a national championship game and follow your son. Senator John Hoeven, he and Mikey will be down here. They'll be joining us a little later on in the program as well. And most importantly, you get to weigh in on what's on your mind from our PetroServe USA Go Bison studios here at the Marriott in beautiful Plano, Texas, just a little bit to the south of Frisco. There's a huge rally, a pep rally planned for about 5 o'clock this afternoon. Sold out already, 10,000 tickets, and that'll be the big pep rally for the Bison, and then, of course, the game tomorrow at 1 o'clock. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennon, live from Frisco, Texas, getting set for D1 FCS Championship Football. And, of course, the game will be right here on 550 K-Fire, so tune it in. 12:30 with the pregame tomorrow. We'll have a little run up to the big game both today on this program as well as with Mr. Mitchell later on K-Fire Cafe and pregame tomorrow as well. How are you, Todd?
Sounds like we have more green and gold in Plano, Texas than they have in Green Bay, Wisconsin, since they still may be blacking out that game.
What's going on there?
Well, it's going to be a little cold in Green Bay. Apparently, they think, well, we can just stay inside and not buy tickets to Lambeau. But how ironic would that be? The first sellout, or first non-sellout, in ever since the Earth first cooled, would be in a playoff situation.
Telling you what, it'd be pretty amazing, and you know, maybe folks will pick it up.
And meanwhile, we have all the green and the gold in the world in Plano, Texas.
You can't believe it. Even yesterday at the Bush Library, there were all kinds of North Dakotans wearing the Bison colors all over there, and they've been all over this neat little town of Plano. And of course, 10,000. Imagine that, 10,000 fans, that are going to be at the pep rally tonight, let alone the game tomorrow. So
wow, it's amazing.
It is pretty extraordinary. And I have a New Year's resolution idea. I'm going to test this out on you, Todd, and also
right.
Our audience at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. My New Year's resolution is to be a little kinder and gentler to the Bison faithful. Given now that this is a quest for a third national title, I think it's time to recognize that the NDSU Bison have done mighty things in adding to the great name of North Dakota all across the USA. So as a loyal Sioux fan that bleeds green and white, I'm thinking of turning over a little bit of a green and gold leaf. Can I do that? What are you, the NCAA? Can I do that? The question is, can I do that while without being disloyal to the Fighting Sioux, to the University of North Dakota, do you believe?
Of course not. We're all North Dakota here.
So you mean, of course I can. You're okay with it.
In other words, you can be a fan of NDSU and UND.
All right. You can be both.
Now, obviously, when they play each other, you may have to pick a side at that point. But meanwhile, yeah, of course you could be both.
Are we going to be partisan
in Plano, Texas this weekend? I don't think so. We're going to be North Dakotans.
I will have you know that there are a lot of Sioux fans. I won't name any names, but basically turn their nose down at the amount of coverage the Bison football team gets. And also just sort of bah humbug the whole thing. That happens, I want you to know.
And they're the ones who are going to get, we're not going to give them coal because they'll keep warm with that the next few days. We'll have something else in their stocking next Christmas.
Chad says we are one. We are all North Dakota. Support them. Love both our Division I schools. Loyalty is only divided when they play each other, then come back as one. Oh, yeah, go Bison.
That's exactly what I was just saying. When we're playing each other, sure. Stick up for your favorite of the two. But when we're in Plano, Texas, we're from the state of North Dakota.
Okay, now one of our studio cohorts has just said Sioux fans are jealous of the Bison. Do you think this is a jealousy thing? First of all, if we're looking at Division I success, you'd have to say the University of North Dakota hockey team is at every bit as much success nationally on the stage. You can debate, does Division I hockey measure up with FCSS football? I think it does. I think it actually does. Now, if you're talking Division I hockey with FBS, that might be a different story. But, I mean, I think just overall fan support and media attention, probably about the same between the two that are there. So I don't know that there may be some jealousy that the fact that the NDSU football program, and I think NDSU deserves a lot of credit for this. We're going to talk with Gene Taylor about it. NDSU, under Joe Chapman's leadership as the former president, and Gene Taylor as athletic director, risked a lot to make the transition to Division I. And while they were doing it, UND was looking down their nose at NDSU. And as a loyal Sioux, I thought that was petty. I thought it was childish.
Amen.
And it was unneighborly. And quite honestly, they've been proven very, very right to have made the move when they did. And obviously, UND did it later. But remember Joe Chapman early on, he said, hey, every NCC school ought to do this. Let's do this together.
Yeah.
Let's go. You know, he wanted it to happen then. So I think there may be a little bit of jealousy in that. I guess they were right.
So if you're a Bison football fan, do you cheer against UND when it makes the Frozen Four?
Well, that's a good question. Do they do the same thing the other way, turning the tables?
Right.
I think here's my take on it, Todd. I think about 15 to 20% of people play that game, right? I really do. I think
there are going to be some, sure.
Or some that just don't care. Sid says on our Facebook page, hey, I'm a fan of neither, so you can be a fan of both. Waiting for February when football goes away. When's football to go away? You know? Paul says, I was ripped to shreds last year by Bison fans for cheering on the Bison. So this year they can choke on their championship. Nothing against the team, but their fans are touched in the head. What in the world?
For crying out loud.
We got some
three-time champions are supposed to choke? Come on.
Yeah. John and Grand Forks, can you be both a Sioux fan and a Bison fan, especially in Grand Forks?
Well, I suppose, but I was wondering if you want to trade houses. I can come down there because I'm a very loyal Bison fan, and it sounds like you just can't adjust to where you're at.
Well, part of the adjustment process is 18 years in Grand Forks. And, it is okay to be a Sioux hockey fan anywhere in North Dakota. It is not okay to be a Bison fan in Grand Forks. So I don't know how that works. But
I have fun wearing my Bison paraphernalia. But I spent the summer out at Devil's Lake at a campground, and that's quite a interesting, eclectic of Bison and Sioux fans, you know. One guy's got a golf cart that's like a painted, gold and green, and my neighbor behind me, he's got a fridge on the deck, and that's all UND colors, and there's just quite a bit of that out there. It's kind of fun.
So you can be both in your view, John.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I'm originally from Minnesota, so I don't get too upset.
Thanks for weighing in. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We also, by the way, will have the National Weather Service join us next hour to get an update on the dangerous cold that is descending upon the Northern Plains and have that updated for you as well. PetroServe USA Go Bison Studios coming to you live and direct from the Dallas Plano Marriott at Legacy Town Square, where the Bison faithful are here. Bison Nation is being heard very loudly, folks. And our broadcast also brought to you today by Ameripride Linen and Apparel Services. They're in Bismarck. They're in Fargo. And we thank them for being part of our sponsor. They've been serving their customers for nearly 125 years. Linen, uniforms, floor care, and facility services. And they have state-of-the-art production facilities in Fargo and in Bismarck, tracking and delivery systems fueled by great innovation, quality and service that's unmatched in the industry, and their innovative technology and attentive team ensures their customers' orders are on time every time, take care of the details so their customers can focus on their businesses. How about that? And the right uniform can add to workplace safety, too. Ameripride Linen and Apparel Services, Bismarck and Fargo, bringing you today's broadcast, as well as Bobcat. Now, there's a great North Dakota brand, sort of like the Bison, right? the folks at Bobcat created the compact equipment industry more than 50 years ago in Gwinner, North Dakota. Today, they are North Dakota's largest manufacturer, major employer in the state, and a world-renowned equipment brand that stands for proven dependability and rugged durability. They have about 1,000 independent dealers in 100 countries worldwide. That's where that North Dakota brand is going. Think about that. 1,000 independent dealers, 100 countries worldwide. Bobcat customers rely on outstanding customer service to accompany reliable equipment performance, and Bobcat does it well. I always say, you know, Bobcat basically replaced the wheelbarrow and the pitchfork. You think how it started with those early ag days of cleaning out many a barn, and now, of course, such a player in the light construction industry as well. It's a juggernaut. A juggernaut of a brand. The Go Bison PetroServe USA studios are home for our special broadcast from Frisco, Texas today. Brad and Grand Forks, when we come back, don't go away. This is What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The annual Best of the Best in Wheat and Soybean Research and Marketing Workshops will be held Wednesday, February 5th at the Alera Center in Grand Forks and Thursday, February 6th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help producers make better farm management decisions. Hands-on demonstrations will enable producers to get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. Although these sessions are free of charge for farmers, pre-registration is strongly encouraged. CEU credits are also available. For session times and to register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link. Smallgrains.org, click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Megan is on the line from the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota. You're the new manager. Welcome, Megan. How's it going?
Thank you. Very good.
Well, wonderful. I understand you're a small-town farm girl from Pine City, Minnesota. How do you love the Bakken?
I love it. I love it here in Stanley. This is my home.
Fantastic. Well, tell us about those new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash.
We're currently open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. To promote our extended hours, we're currently offering a 10% discount from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. and from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Sounds like a great deal. It's cold outside, but that's a good reason to get in, right?
Absolutely. We are still washing. Even though it's cold out, we can have a good de-icing service that we can provide. Blast that ice right off. Get the mud off. We've got the new de-mudding system that'll just blast everything right off.
Two heated indoor bays. Folks, this is fantastic. And the fleet owners, great deal. So check out all the advantages of working with the North Dakota Truck Wash. Just give Megan a call. What number can folks reach you at, Megan?
We're at 701-628-1550.
Right behind the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
The Go Bison PetroServe USA studios coming to you live from, well, actually in Plano, Texas, but I'm going to say Frisco because everybody's mind's on Frisco. Fargo to Frisco, the green and gold everywhere throughout the Marriott Town Hall Legacy Town Square here in Plano. And, by the way, the PetroServe USA folks want you to fill up, connecting North Dakota's corn fields with North Dakota's oil fields. Fill up in Bismarck, Mandan, Wahpeton, Castleton, Valley City, Jamestown, Glendon, Dilworth, Morehead, Fargo, and West Fargo. Also brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. $30.4 billion economic impact, 60,000 jobs, and, of course, energy security from the good work that North Dakota's oil and gas industry is doing. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Gene Taylor, the athletic director of NDSU, is here presiding over a marvelous third trip for a national championship game to Frisco, Texas, for the Bison faithful. Gene, how are you?
I'm very good, as a matter of fact. But you're right. I think people talk about Frisco, and you're right. We are in Plano, but Frisco is what everybody thinks about, and it's great to be here again.
It is. That's, I guess, the challenge of a metropolitan community. There's a zillion communities around here, but
right.
We're all focused on Frisco, and the Bison Nation are alive and well here. This is amazing to see this. I was talking to President Bresciani last night. He said, Frisco mayor said, you people are unbelievable. Manager of the hotel just came up to me and said, we love North Dakota. I mean, it feels like home here.
I've told this story a couple of times, but when we got to Frisco on Wednesday with the team, I saw the mayor. He comes up to me and I said, hey, mayor, were you a little nervous when we threw the pick six and the fumble? He goes, yeah, I was a little nervous, but I knew we'd come back. So they even used the vernacular we. So his daughter had an NDSU shirt on. So, they treat us very well. To be back here three times is very unusual. We obviously were enjoying every minute of it, but it's very comfortable, and Towson's a good football team. We got to go out and play Saturday, but leading up to that, it's amazing to see the number of fans and how much fun they're having, and how they Frisco's accepted us, and we've accepted Frisco, so almost like a destination in January for our fan base.
Yeah, it really is, and it's just the stories are phenomenal of the effort that the Bison fans will go through to get here, and the caravans and the charters, and that's just. Is this brought it to a whole new level this third time?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think, the first year there were a lot of people, if you didn't get a ticket, a lot of people didn't come. And so then the second year, people that came to the game went back and said, hey, you got to be there, you got to be there. So last year there was even more. And this year I think everybody said, hey, whether I have a ticket or not, I'm going down, I'm enjoying the festivities, I'm going to get a hotel room. People booked hotel rooms a year ago. They just want to be down in Frisco because they know so many green and gold fans are going to be here. And It's I don't get a chance to enjoy that too much because we have so many activities, but because we're not even close to the Marriott where we're staying here, where we are today. But when you come downtown, it's NDSU everywhere. And we don't get a chance to see that because we're at a different hotel. But tonight it's just going to be phenomenal. 10,000 fans at Dr. Pepper Park is going to be fun.
A pep rally with 10,000 fans. Unbelievable.
I think I'm going to get some numbers. I don't know the exact numbers, but I think our fan base tonight at the pep rally will be more than the average home crowd for Towson.
And Towson just doesn't even, obviously they're in the middle of Baltimore, so it's hard to get much of a fan base. Fans don't travel to see them for the most part. They travel with a pretty small footprint, don't they?
Yeah, I think, we may see 2,000 fans at the game. Last year Sam Houston probably had 4,000 or 5,000 because they're just, down the road down in Houston. But so it's going to be different for their fan base. I don't think you're right. They have a lot of competition at home. They've got professional and other college teams where we don't have that, and our fan base has been pretty passionate for a long time. So I think when they come out, it's going to be primarily pretty much a home game for us.
Gene Taylor, NDSU's athletic director, with us today live from the PetroServe USA Go Bison Studios in Frisco, Texas. If you have a question or comment, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. By the way, just a word for parents. Bismarck Public Schools are experiencing some network issues that are impacting email and phone access to some schools today. So if you're trying to contact a school, you may get a busy signal or be disconnected. They're working to resolve the problem as soon as possible. Just wanted to let folks know that. Eberle in Hogg is checking in with us today on What's on Your Mind. Eberle, what is on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call, and Happy New Year. And I have to say is go NDSU Bison tomorrow. And we're listening to from KSJB AM 600. They're carrying the NDSU Bison football all the way. So thank you.
Eberle, thank you very much for listening. If you can't make it down, we appreciate you taking the time to follow the game and follow the Bison. I appreciate you calling in.
This is really, it's fun to see. Of course, K-Fire 550 will have the game, 12:30 pregame, 1 o'clock kickoff. So be tuned in. You can hear that in every corner of the Northern Plains. So there's no reason not to be tuned in at a minimum, even if you're out doing something else tomorrow.
That's right.
Take it in. It's fantastic. I'm hearing a little bit of rumbling of some folks. Obviously, it's got to be a little bit of a challenge with Craig leaving and a new coach coming in and elbows being thrown for recruits. Is it all professional at this point, or is it getting a little below the belt?
No, it's professional, and it's just part of the business. And Craig and I have talked about it. Chris Kleiman being the new coach coming in, Craig and Chris have talked about it, so they're comfortable internally. Yes, there was a paragraph in his contract that said he couldn't talk to certain recruits, and we've agreed to what's going to happen. And internally, it's professional. People don't understand it necessarily. Recruiting is a difficult business, and it never goes as easy as any people would like. And obviously, you know, Craig's recruiting people for Wyoming, and Chris is doing the same for North Dakota State. I would say it's a challenge. You know, there's no question about it. But I think we've had a chance to talk about it. Chris and I, and we're all pretty comfortable where we're going forward with this, how we're going to handle the recruiting process.
So it's you know, I mean, obviously that's going to happen, right?
Right.
You've said that all along.
Yeah.
Coaches are going to explore other opportunities, and obviously a recruit that's not yet committed, that's the key.
Yeah,
right?
That's the committed kids, we've all agreed that's who's off limits, and Craig's done a great job with that. But if they're not committed, you still have to recruit them. Chris has to recruit them, because if it's not Craig, somebody else is going after him.
It is, you know, and I don't want to say this in any kind of, I don't mean to be condescending towards Wyoming, but given, you know, here you are in your third national championship, right? I mean, I would think your new coach is going to have a, you know, better time sitting across the dining room table playing a little game of ping pong for these players at this point, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, with what we have to sell, and, you know, they're going to be able to sell Frisco and thousands of fans down here in the third trip to the national championship, and Craig's got to sell a program that he's trying to build, you know, in Laramie, Wyoming. So I would say, you know, we have an edge. And I obviously, they were interested in North Dakota State at the very beginning. So Wyoming, you know, if they are talking to them, it's later in the process. So, you know, and Chris is comfortable with that. He knows, hey, they're not committed yet to NDSU, so I still have to recruit these kids to come here. But, you know, I've been in their homes, we're comfortable with it, and so we're moving forward.
How's he doing on his staff? I mean, there's obviously some reports that about four of Craig's assistants will leave with him. You don't want to mess with that this week, obviously.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're close to getting the staff
settled. I would say that, you know, that's the hard part is you've got, you know, Craig, and what people have to understand is our coaches have been phenomenal. When they get in, they're working on preparing for Towson. And then when the day's over and they've watch their film and prepared for the next day, then they go, and the coaches that are going to Wyoming are talking about Wyoming, and Chris is trying to find his coaching staff, and he's done that. He's got four or five guys that he's identified early that we're trying to get to, you know, commit, and some of them have already committed that. And I think you're going to see four or five guys that will be in Fargo on Sunday ready to start recruiting for North Dakota State. So Chris has done a good job. But the great thing is they haven't taken away from this football team. And you've heard Craig say, you've heard players say, this is about the 2013 Bison football team, and they have committed to that. And it's a challenge. It really is, Scott. It's, you know, trying to, you know, Craig's getting pulled from Wyoming folks, and Chris is getting pulled from me, and yet they've got to focus on this football team. And so far, they've really done a really nice job with that.
We'll chat with Gene Taylor for a couple more minutes after the break here. NDSU Athletic Director, and he's got a jet to an NCAA meeting. We'll continue with more. Any questions or comments, welcome. 800-228-0550 from the Go Bison PetroServe USA Studios, Frisco, Texas. This is What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Megan is on the line from the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota. You're the new manager. Welcome, Megan. How's it going?
Thank you. Very good.
Well, wonderful. I understand you're a small-town farm girl from Pine City, Minnesota. How do you love the Bakken?
I love it. I love it here in Stanley. This is my home.
Fantastic. Well, tell us about those new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash.
We're currently open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. To promote our extended hours, we're currently offering a 10% discount from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. and from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Sounds like a great deal. It's cold outside, but that's a good reason to get in, right?
Absolutely. We are still washing. Even though it's cold out, we can have a good de-icing service that we can provide. Blast that ice right off, get the mud off. We've got the new de-mudding system that'll just blast everything right off.
Two heated indoor bays. Folks, this is fantastic. And the fleet owners, great deal. So check out all the advantages of working with the North Dakota Truck Wash. Just give Megan a call. What number can folks reach you at, Megan?
We're at 701-628-1550.
Right behind the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000.
Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota oil fields, PetroServe USA and their 21 locations, bringing you today's What's on Your Mind from the Go Bison PetroServe USA studios at Frisco, Texas. We're also brought to you today by the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. What is a credit union? Well, it's a not-for-profit financial cooperative owned and controlled by the people who use its services. These people are the members. Credit unions serve groups that are sharing something in common, like where they work or they live or go to church. And credit unions exist to provide a safe, convenient place for members to save money and to get loans at reasonable rates. They offer different, you know, they're different from banks. They're cooperatives, and like all cooperatives, have certain core characteristics, and they're safe. And they do pay taxes. Credit Union Association of the Dakotas bringing you today's special broadcast, along with other sponsors. We thank them. Gene Taylor, NDSU Athletic Director, is with us. And John, somewhere in North Dakota, has a question or comment for Gene Taylor. Go ahead, John. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I see a report that some of the coaches moving to Laramie are trying to steer some of their previous recruits to Fargo out to Laramie. You hear anything about that?
Yeah, John, we actually were talking about that earlier. And, you know, we've agreed with Craig that the kids that have committed to NDSU, Craig is not talking to them. And in the world of football recruiting or basketball recruiting, there's a lot of kids that we talk to that haven't committed to NDSU, and we're still having to recruit them. And so, yeah, I mean, Craig's a smart football coach. But our coaches, the assistants, also have a relationship with these young men, too. And so we said, hey, look, we have to still recruit them. If Craig wants to talk to them or the coaches, that's fine. As Scott said, I think we have a little bit of an advantage because they already were interested in NDSU. It's a little unusual. Yes, I would agree with that. There is a clause in Craig's contract about that, but we've addressed that. I've addressed it with Craig. Craig and Chris have talked about it.
It's not getting ugly. It's staying professional.
It's staying professional. Very much so. Very much so. Yeah.
And I think that's the key because I think, you know, the whispering crowd suggests that it's getting a little ugly and you're telling me it's not. That it's professional and you're talking about it out in the open and, you know.
Yeah, but internally we're talking about it. We know who they're talking to. We know who they're talking to. And we're moving forward, and we've got to get those kids at some point anyway. Somebody else is talking to them, too, right?
You're always competing for players. That's
right,
part of the game.
Right. Yeah, we're Wyoming's not the only school talking to these kids that haven't committed to NDSU.
Yeah.
So.
And we have another John from North Dakota on the phone, Senator John Hovind, joining us, who I know is making his way to Frisco as well to be at the pep rally tonight. Senator, how are you?
Hey, Scott. How are you and Steve doing?
Well, actually, we're doing pretty well. The other guy you're hearing here is Mr. Taylor, Gene Taylor. Any words of advice for the athletic director at NDSU?
I thought that was NDSU's outstanding athletic director you're talking to. I wasn't sure. But
Senator Hovind, how are you?
Great job and a great season, and looking forward to the game in Frisco.
Well, we look forward to having you here, and I guess maybe we'll see you tonight as well at the big pep rally?
Yeah, I'm on my way down there right now, so... And I'm sure there'll be 20,000 plus Bison Nation strong down there, so I know it's going to be a great show.
It's going to be a lot of fun. There'll be 10,000 tonight, but you're right, Senator. There'll be I think we'll have 17,000-18,000 fans at the game itself, but I bet we have 20,000 plus in Frisco that are just coming down to enjoy the festivities.
That is
absolutely. It'll be a great turnout. Is it going to be on ESPN, or what channel are they televising?
ESPN2.
Okay.
I'll be carrying the game tomorrow. It is tomorrow, right? My days are all messed up, so
yeah.
Tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
It's tomorrow.
Yes, and I might add, also on 550 KFYR. Yeah, so don't forget
that. Yeah, don't forget our radio affiliates.
Exactly right.
We love those guys, too.
Especially as busy
as... If you're not at the game, you got to watch it on TV and listen to it on the radio, right, Scott?
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, you know, many people, because of Scotty Miller, will turn off the TV just to listen to his call because he does such a great job with it.
He does a great job. He's a true pro, and of course, as busy as North Dakota is, a lot of folks be out there working on game day tomorrow.
Absolutely.
So they can be checking out.
I've got a lot of people around the country ask me what channel's on and so forth, and that's why I wanted to make sure. Because there's a lot of interest across the country. This team, the whole program, your basketball team's doing great now, Gino. There's just a ton of interest in what's going on with Bison Athletics.
You know, Senator, you're right. And we have become, you know, I think with the College Game Day that we had this early in September, the success of football, obviously the basketball programs and all of our programs, you know, volleyball's been to the NCAA tournament 3 times. Softball's been there 3 or 4 times. Our track programs have gotten national attention. North Dakota State's known across the country, and our alumni base across the country, if they can't be in Frisco, are absolutely excited about watching it. So whether it's on ESPN or through our internet or through our radio affiliates across the state and the region, we've become a nationally known product, and there's no question about that.
You know, Gene, it's good you bring up the women. I mean, both volleyball and softball beating some big-time programs and some really amazing sports. So, yeah, you know, it's good you bring up some of these other teams, too, because and fun to watch. I mean, that fast-pitch softball team, those guys, they're amazing.
And I know you're a pretty good golfer, and we've got one young lady that's we're going to see a lot of in the LPGA tournament next year by the name of Amy Anderson. She's done a pretty good job for us.
Amy Anderson, she's an all-star. Yeah,
unbelievable. Well, I know you got to run to a NCAA meeting. They even run your life down here, huh?
Yeah, no, I'm going to have to actually go put a coat and tie on so I can go home and shower and get ready to go. So
thanks, Gene. Appreciate
thanks,
you stopping
Scott.
By.
Senator, we'll see you tonight.
See you soon, Gene.
Appreciate it.
Gene Taylor, NDSU's athletic director. So any of the Maryland senators got a little wager going on this Towson game tomorrow, Senator?
Yeah, we absolutely do. You know, we're wagering some wonderful bison steak and potatoes, but the good news is we're not planning to have to come up with any of that. They're going to have to come up with some Maryland goodies for us because we know the Bison are going to turn in a great performance.
Yeah, I think we're safe to trash talk a little bit here over Towson. It doesn't sound like this is going to be much of a match at all. It's pretty amazing. There doesn't
never take anything for granted. And we never take anything for granted. I know that Coach Bowl and the team is that way. They're going to go out with game face on. But, you know, these guys really are. This is a pretty remarkable team. You know, when you look at that K-State game, Eastern Washington, for example, who didn't make it to the championship against us, beat Oregon State. And Oregon State was playing with Oregon and other teams that were ranked, second, third in the nation. So, you know, this is a special group of athletes. And, you know, sometimes we don't realize just how good these guys are.
How do you? I mean, you've been governor. You're now senator. Obviously, you know you're an ambassador for North Dakota in that role. How do you equate something like this that happens, whether it be a Sioux Hockey National Championship or a Bison Football a National Championship? I mean, how does an athletic event help a state?
Huge, absolutely huge. Look, North Dakota is getting a ton of attention around the country, whether it's our economy, energy, all kinds of things. But part of it, too, is our quality of life, our people, the kind of things we're about, the kind of things we do. And like you say, whether it's hockey, whether it's this football team at NDSU, whether it's some of the girls' teams we've talked about with volleyball, it's just amazing. The basketball team, good chance to get to the big dance, March Madness. It really, again, reflects on the state and how we're out there competing at a national level with the best, and that we can more than measure up. And that's a big deal.
Yeah, it sure is. I want to talk a couple of things that have been in the news here lately, and one is this major achievement that I know you've been working on back to your time as governor and now as senator for Grand Forks to land the UAS testing flight. Talk about what it is and the significance of landing that in Grand Forks.
Well, and that's a great example of what I'm saying in terms of competing at a national level and winning. And that cuts across everything we do. And that's how I see our state, and that's how I see our people. And, you know, some time ago, about 2011, I started. But in 2012, I was able to pass an amendment that I'd written attached to the FAA reauthorization bill. And what it provided is that the Federal Aviation Administration had to set up six places around the country where we would be able to develop unmanned aircraft and fly them together with manned aircraft, figure out how to do it safely and well, and develop the technology to do it. And then you had to compete for those six sites. And, of course, as you said, Grand Forks, led by UND and just a whole great team, put together an application where we, along with five others nationally, New York, Nevada, Virginia, Texas, Alaska, and, of course, North Dakota were selected. And this really is about the future of aviation, and we're going to have cutting-edge companies like Northrop Grumman coming into our technology park, one-of-a-kind technology park, Grand Sky, at the Grand Forks Air Force Base, and really develop the future of aviation.
Also want to ask you about Castleton. I know you had a chance to get out there and see firsthand, talk with NTSB officials, BNSF as well, and get your arms around what happened out there. Some talk now that, maybe this sweet Bakken crude is more flammable than we thought, and advising communities that it's traveling through, that this is something that they need to prepare for. Any takeaways this early on in the investigation that you have, Senator?
Scott, this is something I've been working on for some time. You and I have talked about it. We need more pipelines. We need more pipelines, period. It's the most economical way to move product, and obviously safety is a huge issue. At the same time, we've got to do everything we can to move rail safely, by train and by truck, because obviously there's product going to continue to move that way. So there are things that need to get done to further enhance safety. A year ago, I wrote to what's called the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration and said, hey, get these new requirements out that you've been working on so industry can adjust and make sure that they have the kind of tank cars out there to move these products as safely as possible. And so that effort just has to get – I've been pushing it for over a year, but, we got to work with industry, work with the regulators, and make sure we're getting that done. So we're moving product, whether it's by pipeline, by train or truck, safely. Americans want energy, but we got to have the infrastructure to get it to market and do it safely.
I have only about a minute left, but, I noticed when one of these accidents happened, and obviously the situation in Quebec started this, then Alabama, and now more recently there seems to be a tendency to blame oil, to say, another accident involving North Dakota oil, when actually the oil train in this case happened to be the victim, right? It was the grain train that derailed.
Looks like. NTSB's on the scene, Scott. Looks like it was a grain train where cars tipped over. So we'll have to see what they come up with. But I know industry wants to work to make sure we're doing this stuff as safely as possible, too. And so we got to work on it. That's what our citizens expect.
And by the way, nice job on getting the USDA to change their school lunch policy. That's final now,
hey,
right?
Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, this is a big one. They're coming out with it today. That was our bill to say, hey, let's have some common sense in the school lunch and let those local school nutritionists run the show, not the federal government. And so USDA, big announcement in response to our bill saying, okay, they're going to fix it on a permanent basis. So way to go, school kids. They wrote me. They got it going. Kudos to them.
All right, Senator. Good to talk to you. Appreciate you joining us on the Go Bison Petroserve USA special broadcast from Frisco, Texas today, and we'll see you tonight.
See you in Frisco. Go Bison.
Senator John Hoban making his way to Frisco for the big game. We'll chat with TJ Russell when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Dean Zimmerman, here at Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV, and now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman's.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We packed up the Go Bison PetroServe USA studios, coming to you live from Frisco, Texas. This is really the Bison Nation hub down here in Frisco. It's the folks at the Marriott Legacy Town Square in Plano that have been just fabulous. We also thank our sponsors for making this possible, which include Wallwork Truck Center, the folks that know the dedication it takes to be a champion, which is why they're committed to having millions of dollars of parts inventory on hand, as well as providing unmatched customer service. From 24-hour parts and service Monday through Friday to top-selling Kenworth and Ford commercial trucks, Circle R side dump trailers as well. Whether you need a heavy truck body shop, a truck rental, truck parts or service, you can't go wrong with Wallwork Truck Center, a proud supporter of the Bison. And by the way, the leader of the truck and trailer dealership industry with those Circle R side dump trailers, superior products and services, unmatched customer satisfaction. It's what makes Wallwork Truck Center a champion. When the NDSU Bison take the field, their fans know to trust. Three generations of proven success from Wallwork Truck Centers, Fargo, Bismarck, Williston, Minot, Dickinson, Fergus Falls. Keep an eye out for the Big W, Wallwork Truck Center, proud supporter of the Bison, and their locations all throughout the Northern Plains. T.J. Russell is here, and T.J.'s son, Brock, a graduate of Mandan, is a sophomore on this team. Will be dressed on the sidelines of the third national championship for the Bison. Is joining us now from Frisco. T.J., how are you?
Good morning. Top of the morning to you.
Got to be fun for you to see your son out there wearing the green and gold, huh?
Well, it's pretty exciting. It's pretty exciting for all of Bison Nation, actually.
That's this really amazing thing. What's it like as a parent, just all this hoopla and everything going on?
Well, everything's a first for me, so, you know, it's all just pretty exciting. I've been a Bison fan since 1984 when I was a business student there, and our company, Cloverdale, has been a Bison supporter for many, many, many years, and through Bison Athletics for many, many years, so we're kind of Bison to the core.
Darn right. Well, it's just fun to see Frisco become North Dakota South. It's phenomenal here, isn't it?
Yeah, you kind of get torn on some of the T-shirts that you're looking at buying. It's like, oh, I got to get a T-shirt with a Texas thing on there. I don't know about that, but I'll do it.
Yeah, I know. There's some great ones. I love the Bison Nation migration.
Exactly.
they're really creative T-shirts out there. They're fantastic. Have you been to all three of the national championships down here?
This is my second one.
Okay. Yeah.
This is my second.
But first with a son on the sidelines.
Exactly. Exactly. That's pretty exciting.
And what a story. Even Brock's story of having played at Mandan and then go to Bemidji State.
He was mildly recruited out of Mandan and spent a year in the trenches in Bemidji and got beat up pretty good. He hurt his shoulder and was recuperating and was lightly recruited to give football another shot. And Coach Craig Bowl, gave him a shot at walking on and he's still hanging in there. You know, he's one of these scout team guys right now and if he keeps things going, who knows? Maybe his time will come.
That's fantastic. Is he loving it?
He loves it.
Yeah,
he's drinking the Kool-Aid.
Well, this is a lifetime. This lifetime experiences and memories that you're making in a deal like this.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Being a national championship game is pretty cool. Let's talk a little bit about Cloverdale. What an iconic North Dakota brand that's been there forever. I think bacon. I think Cloverdale, and I think some great sausages. I think Cloverdale. I mean, this is really neat. Tell us a little bit about the company. You're really growing.
Well, thank you. Yes, I'm the fourth generation of Russells to help manage our company. My brother Scott also runs a company with myself. And together, we continue to make that charge towards 100 years old. And our goal is to be at $100 million in sales by the time we're 100 years old. So we've got about 2 years left to make that goal. And we're going to be charging hard this year. We're about three-fourths of the way there. And so we have a phenomenal goal in front of us this year. We'll have a lot of new bacon products coming out, and bacon is just one of the legs of the stool that we sit on. And, of course, tangy summer sausage and teardrop hams and things like that are just pretty famous in our minds, for sure. And, of course, if you're going to have great products, you've got to have great people, and starting with our people in operations and then everywhere else in the back of the facility and stuff like that, it's all got to work.
You know, if you walk up and down the supermarket aisle, it's more and more as you get big box stores and everything else, you're hard pressed to find a North Dakota brand like Cloverdale. There's a few, but I mean, there's not many like Cloverdale, which is pretty neat. And I hope folks realize that when they're in the supermarket. I mean, this is a North Dakota brand. It's home, right?
It is. And I think sometimes people think that we're bigger than that. And so they might, if they're looking at our bacon versus Oscar Mayer bacon or something like that, it's like, maybe they're more familiar with the national brand, and they think we're one of those national. We're not. We're a local, regional brand, and we need people to love us a lot so that we can keep doing the things that we like to do and keep, charging hard out there. And we've got great partners up and down the valley, from, Hornbacher's and Sunmart and Hugo's and many, many other retailers here that are near and dear to us for many, many years, and we couldn't do it without them.
Yeah, the locals, especially, they've been there a long time. Dan's in Bismarck, right?
And, exactly. Yeah. Oh, Dan's in Central Market and so many, many others. And the marketplace folks up in Minot. And then, of course, that's only half of our business. The other half is a restaurant site and the hotel and the hospitality and the hospitals and the nursing homes and schools. And there's a whole other side of the company that you don't see because it's not on the shelf somewhere. But it's We're in the back of the house in a restaurant somewhere, we hope.
And I notice a lot of restaurants, and not necessarily a lot, but there are a few restaurants where we see the actual Cloverdale logo right on the menu, so you know you're getting that Cloverdale bacon.
We appreciate that when they do that.
Yeah, it really helps a ton. And the company's growing. I mean, obviously, to hit 100 million in sales by 2015 is a quest. You're growing in leaps and bounds, right?
We're trying. We're going to keep the pedal to the metal.
How many employees out there in Mandan?
A little over, right around 250.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It's a great story. It's a great North Dakota brand. And TJ, appreciate you sharing a little story with us today.
Well, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
And good luck to Brock and all the Bison.
All the Bison.
This is going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. Frisco, Texas, big pep rally tonight with 10,000 folks and nearly 20,000 tomorrow at the stadium for the big game. Thanks, TJ. More from Frisco, Texas, coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hassle-free lake living starting at $150,000, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Jared Olson from Chase on the Lake, tell me more.
Basically, we have units starting at $150,000, going up to around $400,000, anywhere from a studio to a three-bedroom, two-bathroom. Units right on the water, right on the beach. They range in square footage anywhere from 600 up to about 1,300 square feet. Nice part about the units here is when you do purchase, you have an optional rental program so that when you're not using them, you can rent them out to try to generate some income and offset your cost.
You have the history. You know already what they're going to be able to generate income from that, right?
Yeah, we have the last 3 years of history. This year, my highest grossing unit did $40,000 in rents, and we've seen 10% growth in the last 3 years across the board. So, you know, we're continuing to grow. We're continuing to get more revenue coming in, so it's a perfect time to buy. We also just did decrease the price on the units by 35% this year.
Give Jared a call at 218-209-5366 or go to chaseonthelake.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.